I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Gordon Lawson, President and Chief Revenue Officer at Rangeforce, developers of the world's most comprehensive cybersecurity training and cyber skills assessment program. To learn more about Rangeforce, visit rangeforce.com. Gordon, welcome. It's so great to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Hillary. Really appreciate it.
So, Gordon, you recently wrote an article for Forbes that discussed what pro sports can teach us about cybersecurity preparedness. We're going to dive into some of those details in more depth in a little bit, but do you want to start by sharing with us an overview of what inspired you to write this article, kind of what you were observing?
Well, absolutely. You know, and I think that a lot of it just came with sort of the season we were in. You know, Tom Brady, I think he won his, I'm going to get this wrong, with the seventh or eighth Super Bowl.
Seventh, yes.
Seventh, right? So, you know, he's just had a phenomenal career. But I think, you know, just going back to how he sort of started his career and the rigor that he's put into the preparation to get to that level, and really across professional sports in general, it's become a science of how to prepare people to operate at the top of their game, whether that's NFL, Major League Baseball, even professional golf. All of those folks are in systems, if they want to perform at their best levels, that really build muscle memory and that allow them to operate at peak performance. And so when it comes to cybersecurity and preparing people to defend against the latest threats that are out there, I think what happens a lot of times is we rely on these certifications that maybe happen in a class that you do 1 week per year, or you rely on a college degree that maybe you got a few years ago, instead of really embracing this concept of continuous training. And that's what kind of inspired me to write the article. And I think that's what Rangeforce has really brought to this market, is that concept of you have to train continuously in order to operate at the highest levels of performance.
Excellent. Thank you. And so one of your first topics that you dive into is how the corporate IT world can perceive training as drawing time and energy away from the quote unquote real work that they have to do. But why is that such a short term view, you know, and how does that leave enterprises vulnerable, and why does, to your point, practice make perfect?
Right. Well, you know, I sympathize with CISOs and IT leaders that I speak to quite often. They have a tremendous investment in their current security stack. They got to make sure that security stack is working at an optimum level, and they got to make sure their folks are ready to go when a real threat comes in. So I think that they have all of these pressures, and their board level pressures. They have significant financial consequences if they get this wrong. You know, I understand why they may sometimes view training as something that is just hard to fit into the schedule, because of all those other stressors. But I also think that a lot of the community is now really embracing the concept of, yes, we have to make sure that the current security stack is ready to go, that our people are ready to go. And the way that we do that is we make training very easily accessible to staff, and we also make it very realistic. And I think that's the kind of concept that we're promoting. And I really think it is being embraced by the community.
And we've been learning that same lesson over and over again of how we need to innovate to get ahead of adversaries versus just being reactive. So what I'm hearing is this would definitely further us down that path of being kind of ahead of adversaries if we can be.
Absolutely. I mean, let's think, you know, the analogy that I love to use with what we do at Rangeforce is Netflix. You know, none of us gather the family around at 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights because that's when our program is on TV anymore. We watch on demand when we want. So if we're going to train staff in cybersecurity, we need to give them content, actionable, timely content that is on demand, that's prescriptive, that allows them to really learn the core areas of their job function, and also be able to, I think, cross train and branch out into other areas. All of those things may just make it easier for people to take their careers and their knowledge base to the next level. And it's really just a fundamental shift that probably, you know, consumer media has figured out. And now we're figuring out in the business world of the most effective way to take our employees to a higher level.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier employees or, you know, prospects having certain certifications or certain educations, et cetera. And we talk a lot about how that can hinder closing the cyber talent gap, but it's also contributing to our lack of preparedness for breaches. And why is hands-on training so important, not only to help remedy this, but to make companies more secure?
Right. Well, and I don't want to diminish the work that certifications or universities do.
Sure.
I mean, that brings a baseline of knowledge that's super, super important. But I think it's a matter of, it really goes back to that article I wrote about and talks about building muscle memory. You know, if you're a PGA Tour golfer, we sponsor a gentleman named Sepp Straka here at RangeForce. He's probably hitting 10,000 bunker shots in practice a year. Yeah. I mean, 10,000, you know, that's over 300 a day. That's the kind of practice that you need to have in order to really be excellent at what you do. And so you think about, well, all right, someone has a certification, but there are new CVEs constantly emerging. There's new threat vectors constantly emerging. There's new tools that folks need to learn, whether that is a SOAR tool, a SIM tool, an EDR. RangeForce provides access to all of those different learning paths. And that's where we can help, because folks can get that continual knowledge of them. And it just broadens out their experience level, their knowledge level, their ability to, when they see this threat, and they might be seeing that threat for the first time, but hopefully they'll have maybe seen something similar in training, and that allows them to respond more effectively, to identify that alert in the log, to be able to escalate it appropriately, to mitigate it appropriately. All of those things take practice. And we would rather those folks practice in a benign cloud-based range like we have than seeing it for the first time on network for real.
And to build on that, how does the concept you spoke to in your article, knowing your players and keeping score of their progress, how does that align with cybersecurity, but then also, you know, what inspired you from the pro sports approach?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Well, from a metrics, objective metrics perspective, if you're a CISO or you're a SOC manager, it's super important to know where people are. That's a reflection of the resiliency of the organization. That's something that our reporting and our dashboards can provide that CISO. And that's the way that we're thinking about it, is this is not just a certificate that's a point in time. This is a continual evolving process where you can see potential areas for improvement. You can see how well someone is prepared for the job function they're in. You can see perhaps if they might be a better fit for another job function based on their knowledge. Further, you can assess candidates in the HR process by giving them hands-on scenarios to be able to gauge whether they're really prepared to assume the job that you're hiring for. So it takes the guesswork out of this. And I know the analogy that I use in the Forbes article talks about the NFL combine, where they judge, there's two main events there. There's a 40-yard dash and there's a 225-pound bench press. Those scouts have it down to a science based on how those athletes perform in those two events as to how well they're going to do in the NFL. And it's really, really amazing. It's a very complex math equation. And I think it's the same thing for us. Is obviously there's more nuance, there's more complexity when it comes to making sure you have a security team that's truly prepared, but you need to use objective data and objective metrics to be able to really make that assessment. And that's what we're helping organizations do.
That's great. And it's a really great point you bring up of taking the guesswork out of things, because I wonder, I don't have data to necessarily support this, but I wonder if that's part of what's so intimidating and can feel so overwhelming for supervisors and companies is kind of with training is and hands-on training is, you know, oh, great. Now that's one more thing that I need to do. And I need to develop a whole training curriculum and all of that. And you don't necessarily like we're in 2021. You don't necessarily need to do that anymore.
Right. I mean, we want to make it easy for our clients. We develop the curriculums. Of course, we take their input. We're constantly adding new modules, which are our training components to our platform. So we're taking their input. We're adding those in. We have clear learning paths around items like cloud security, OWASP top 10, incident response, reverse engineering. We have the core components in there to take that heavy lifting away from them and make it as easy as possible. And then I think the other thing that's really interesting here is this is not just a self-paced evolution. So it's great to send folks to give folks world-class content and ask them to train and even to give them plans around that training and badges when they complete it. But a core piece of our platform that we're really proud of is called Battle Fortress. It's a cloud-based cyber range where we can mimic the tools that an organization has in their environment. And we run attack scenarios where now that security team comes together in a full red and blue team event. They can work together through these very common scenarios with increasing levels of difficulty. And so you have the self-paced component and you have the team-based component. And at the end of the day, of course, that gives that manager and CISO great reporting and data, but it also builds camaraderie amongst that team. This can all be done virtually, by the way. So in a COVID era, it's really, really important for those security practitioners to have that opportunity to interact. And we view Range Force as really building the culture, helping to build the culture of those teams as well.
And Gordon, you also discussed in your article the importance of cross-training. And this is probably another one of those topics that can seem pretty overwhelming for companies and for supervisors. But can you elaborate on why it's so necessary and integral?
Well, I absolutely. You know, sometimes if you're maybe an incident responder in a SOC, you don't really understand what someone in application security does. So we think it's important and the way we license our product is when you purchase a license, you get access to all the content. Any individual gets access to all of the curriculum that's there. We want folks to have that intrinsic motivation to go learn about different areas. And of course, we can help build out learning plans that help folks cross-train and understand what their peers and other organizations do. Because just like with anything, there's trade-offs in security. You know, you may be having to adjust a firewall to block certain things, but that is detrimental to the business. Or you may have to make sure you have a very rigorous secure coding protocols in place, but also you still need to get that code out, right, for business continuity. And so sometimes you have opposing forces at play, but when those opposing forces and opposing teams can understand what their peers are doing, it's going to make for an overall more effective and efficient business. And that's what we think that the exposure that our platform brings, it helps make that business more productive.
And talk a lot about teamwork, of course, in relation to pro sports. And we've been talking a lot about what organizations to do, but I did want to also touch upon, you know, is there anything that we can do as individuals to ensure that we're remaining agile and flexible as well? And I just want to make sure that we touch on that.
Well, I think that the most important thing is having that intellectual curiosity. You know, we see amongst our client base that when an organization enables people to learn in this type of platform, that it just increases the knowledge base. And the practitioners really love having access to it. You know, that whole concept of being intellectually curious, of being motivated to take your career to the next level, it's really, I think, helpful to be able to measure that and understand where people are. And, you know, we have a very, I think, large challenge on our hands as a community, in whether this is nation state actors, criminal actors. The threat is getting bigger, it's evolving, and we want to make sure we're able to train the folks that that keep our way of life safe. We want to make sure that they're really well trained to be able to identify and defeat these threats. And this is just a really effective way to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Well, Gordon, is there anything else you'd want to leave listeners with as we start to wrap up?
I think the last thing I'd like to say, Hillary, is that really at Rangeforce, we're all about democratizing access to great cyber training. Whether you're a student, whether you're an individual, whether you're a CISO at a Fortune 500 company, there really is a path to entry for everyone. And for us, it's a core mission of ours to be able to provide that to this community. So we'd love to hear from you. We think this is a really exciting area and super pleased to be able to join you today. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. This is fantastic. Gordon, thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Gordon Lawson, President and Chief Revenue Officer at Rangeforce, developers of the world's most comprehensive cybersecurity training and cyber skills assessment program. To learn more about our sponsor, Rangeforce, visit rangeforce.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.